A Bush administration official who has enormous influence in shaping U.S. policy toward Afghanistan has an exceedingly low profile. His name is Zalmay Khalilzad. Jacob Weisberg has written one of the few profiles of Khalilzad for the online magazine Slate. NPR's Alex Chadwick spoke with Weisberg about his story on the man he calls Bush's favorite Afghan.
Zalmay Khalilzad is a defense and foreign policy intellectual, conservative bent, who happens to have been born and raised in Afghanistan. And at the moment, his job is the top official at the National Security Council dealing with Central Asia and the Persian Gulf. So he is, in effect, the top NSC official dealing with the foreign policy and some of the military implications of the war.
How is it that someone born in Afghanistan winds up on the National Security Council in this country helping to direct our policy toward that region, especially at such a crucial time?
Well, if you trace his career, he was born and raised in Afghanistan, went to high school there, and then he was educated abroad, first at the American University in Beirut in Lebanon, then at the University of Chicago, where he took his doctorate. And then after that, he's been in and out of the government. He's tended to work in the government in Republican administrations. He first went into the State Department during the Reagan administration, and that was during the war in Afghanistan when we were supporting the anti-Soviet rebels. And I gather that his skills, his language skills, and his knowledge of that country and its culture proved invaluable. So he had a quick rise at the State Department. He stayed on after a fellowship that was supposed to be a year long. And then during the Clinton years, he was an outside scholar working at the RAND Corporation. And he came back under the Bush administration, rejoining a lot of people he'd worked with during the Reagan years.
How would you characterize his views? What would you think it is that he is saying in these very highest councils of planning now as regards what we should do about Afghanistan?
Well, what's so interesting to me is we know a lot about what he's saying because he said a lot of what he thought about Afghanistan and about the Taliban and about Osama bin Laden when he was an outside scholar working at the RAND Corporation. So he wrote a number of articles, including one that he published a little over a year ago, which lay out in great detail his views on the subject. And what's so interesting to me is how much they correspond to what has now emerged as the Bush administration's policy. Back a year and a half ago, he was arguing that we should support anti-Taliban rebels, the Northern Alliance, that we should cultivate opposition within the part of the country ruled by the Taliban, that we should lean on Pakistan to stop supporting the Taliban, that we should be beaming Voice of America broadcasts in Dari and Pashto into in the local languages into Afghanistan. And it took some time for those policy responses to emerge after the September 11th attacks. But connecting the dots, it seems to me that his views have been very, very influential in terms of what the Bush administration has actually done.
Are you saying on the basis of your analysis, he's essentially making U.S. policy toward Afghanistan now? Or at least U.S. policy is proceeding in exactly the way Zalmay Khalilzad would want it to?
I think the latter is the way to put it, and it's impossible to say from the outside to what extent that's the result of his influence. But it seems to me that the fact that you do have someone at this level in policymaking who understands the country, who's been involved in its civil war and its political problems for the last two decades, is, first of all, somewhat reassuring. It's always a great worry when we become involved militarily in some remote and exotic part of the world that there won't be anyone at a top level of policymaking in a presidential administration who knows anything about it. Turns out there's someone right there who knows a great deal about it, who's from there. It seems to me that we can connect what has happened to what Zalmay Khalilzad thinks.
What about his views elsewhere in the region?
Well, it's interesting. When he was in the Bush administration and at the end of the Reagan administration, Khalilzad was someone who argued at the time of the Iran-Iraq war that we should be tilting less in favor of Iraq and more in favor of Iran. And it seems to me that turned out to be a very prescient view. And I gather from things he's written that Khalilzad has been very consistent in arguing that Saddam Hussein is a menace to the world and that our policy should not stop short of deposing him. So an area where his views may or may not prevail, if and when this war moves beyond terrorism in Afghanistan, maybe when we address the question of whether we're also going to target Iraq in some way.
Jacob Weisberg, thanks for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
NPR's Alex Chadwick talking with Jacob Weisberg, chief political correspondent for Slate.com.